Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will Middlebrooks, former big league ball player. That's not subjective. That definitely happened. He's part of the CBS Sports HQ family as well. Great baseball analyst. Good follow on Twitter as well. Will, what's happening, buddy? Tiki and Tierney, welcome back, man.
I'm happy to be back, number one. And second, I walked into Nirvana talk, which that's always good stuff. Right?
That's what I'm saying. I know you guys had to bump this in the clubhouse back in the day. I don't know if Big Poppy was letting this fly, but maybe he got a little somewhere.
Area. No, it's not really Big Poppy's cup of tea, but, you know, smells like team spirit. All apologies. Yeah. We like it.
All right, Polly wants a cracker. All right, we want some World Series. Now, we get it. Now, listen, I understand. I said this to Tiki yesterday, Will. I don't own TV networks, so I don't give a rat's behind about the ratings. I want good baseball. I want good storylines. It is very hard not to get behind the energy of the Braves, who had the fewest regular season wins, 88. They lost one of the top three or four players in baseball in Acuna. And very quietly, they reshaped their roster. Here they are. And here's those cheating Astros, who once again get a chance to, you know, shove it down America's throat. I know it's not Dodgers Red Sox, but I got to tell you, on paper, I love this matchup.
I love it too. I mean, you nailed it. I mean, what the Braves were able to do, considering they weren't even a 500 team until early August. They lost their star player, an MVP candidate in Acuna. Ozuna broke his hand, and he had his off-the-field issues, which cost him his season. Mm-hmm. Their ace, Mike Soroka, re-tears his Achilles. So the trade deadline's coming, and I'm doing shows about the trade deadline. Who's going to do what? What are the Braves going to do? Well, Adam is for sure selling and retooling and getting ready for 2022. And then they bring in Jock Peterson like 2 weeks before, and I'm like, that's odd. I'm not sure. You know, they got him kind of for nothing. And then they get Adam Duvall, Jorge Soler, who carried them in September offensively. Then he got COVID. Now he's back. He's DHing. And then Eddie Rosario, who is basically a salary dump, is how they picked him up. And we saw what he did last series and completely carried him past the Dodgers. He hit .560 and tied an all-time record in hits in a series, and he didn't even play seven games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you really dig into those guys they brought over, those additions, which basically Jock and Rosario during the postseason, have accounted for 60% of their runs they've scored this postseason.
Yeah, the Dodgers,
which is unbelievable.
Yeah, the Dodgers. The Dodgers felt bad letting him go, right? after what he did to him.
Oh my goodness!
You know, right. Will, you mentioned like the because I remember this because BT and I hit this the other day. The Braves were kind of, I don't want to say they're an afterthought because that's just so disrespectful, but it just felt like, we're not even thinking about the Braves right now. Yeah, the East is just terrible. Whoever comes out of it is not going to make it past the wild card even if they get it. You know, it didn't even matter, right? And so it became an issue, as you just detailed, of them retooling. If you're the Braves, how do you trust that retool is actually going to work? You know what I mean? And commit all of that resource to doing it right now.
Yeah, I don't think the moves they made at the deadline are going to retool them for the future. I don't. I think that was a right now move with these guys and what they needed at the moment. Jock Peterson isn't going to come out and hit 300. He's going to hit 240 with the big home runs, but he brings energy to a team. And I was just listening to an interview on TV of Will Smith, their closer, was talking. They asked him, when did things turn around? He said, honestly, you know, when the front office made those moves, it gave us energy knowing that they believed in us. And then when Jock walked in our clubhouse, our complete demeanor, our attitude, our vibe changed. So there's your difference maker right there. Who cares what he does on the field at this point? He's already made a difference in that clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to tell us a little bit more about Charlie Morton. Not that we don't know who Charlie Morton is. He's been on the national radar for years now. Obviously, a couple of years with the Astros, a couple of years with the Rays, a lot of playoff appearances. He's taking the rock tonight for the Braves, and that was a very good sign. And he started with the Braves, if I'm not mistaken, years ago. And then a lengthy, relatively obscure stint with a Pirates team that wasn't ready to win. You know, he's transformed himself, probably going back 5 or 6 years ago, into a big-game winning pitcher. What changed everything? I'm not saying he was a scrub. I'm certainly not asserting that. But he's, you know, he's a really he's getting the ball in game one of the World Series. Like, what has he done differently to change his entire existence? I mean, it seemed like he was pretty much on the way out.
Well, he always relied on a sinker, but it was 91 miles an hour. Now it's 96 to 98.
So and it's all it's all spin
that's
rate.
The biggest difference.
Will, it's all spin rate. That's it.
Well, I think he's got his arm stronger. I think he found an arm program that worked for him. With velocity comes more spin when you throw the ball harder.
Yep.
So he didn't increase his spin to increase his velocity. He increased his velocity to increase his spin, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense. Interesting.
So he got his arm stronger. But what's crazy is he's 37 years old. Like you said, he's been – the last 5 years, he's gotten better and better and better. And every year you look up, you're like – Who's starting for, you know, or who's closing? Who's in a big situation for this team in the playoffs? Charlie Morton, what? He is in a different uniform last year. But every year he's in a big spot in the playoffs with a different team. He closed the World Series for the Astros in 2017. So it's kind of ironic that he's pitching in game one against them this year. But like I said, velocity. I think that's the biggest thing. He's smart. He knows how to pitch. He knows how to read swings. You're going to watch him tonight. It's going to be pretty much 50-50 split between curveball and two-seam fastball. Good movement. He can pitch up in the zone because he has velocity as well. If you want to talk spin, he could throw a four-seamer and spin it up there, and then he can sink it below bats.
Mm-hmm.
And he has one of the best curveballs in baseball, which we're going to see if the bases are loaded, you know, high leverage situation, runners in scoring position with a good hitter up, he's going to go to that curveball because hitters this year, he threw over 1,000 curveballs. They hit 127 against him.
That's a great stat.
We're going to see plenty of curveballs.
Well, he's always had a nasty deuce. I didn't know it was quite that nasty. 127, over 1,000 pitches. That is nasty. That's filthy. So that's Will Middlebrooks, World Series champ, by the way, back in 2013 with the Red Sox. CBS Sports HQ MLB analyst, game one tonight. And Will's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Will, looking at the Astros, we know what their bats are all about. And, you know, some of their core from, you know, the cheating years are still there. But a lot of it is new. And Gurriel and Kyle Tucker, etc.
Alvarez.
Yep, Alvarez. But, I mean, I think this series will be won or lost on their staff, on their rotation. I mean, Greinke is still, I mean, I feel like he's been around forever, Zach Greinke. But here he is. You know, tell us about the Astros pitching staff and how it either helps or hurts them at this stage in the season.
Well, first things first, not having Lance McCullers Jr. out there, that hurts. I mean, that's your ace. That's your guy who's you want in the big game. So Framber Valdez, who throws tonight, really good stuff. But what are we going to get? Are we going to get who pitched against the White Sox or in game one versus the Red Sox and give up a ton of runs over 1 1/3? Are we going to get who pitched against the Red Sox in game five and went 8 innings and gave up 3 hits and 1 run? So you just, if you get that, obviously that's what you want. There is a void past game two because they have Luis Garcia who we saw pitch really well against the Red Sox in his last outing. But past that, yeah, there's a void. There's a void. Atlanta has three good starters. You need three good starters. Are we going to see Greinke? Greinke looked awful against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
He had also only thrown like 49 pitches over 2 months because of injury and not pitching. So him not being stretched out hurts them. They have Jake Odorizzi who can stretch out. But yeah, it's definitely like their one flaw. If you look at them right now, it's their rotational depth. They don't have it. Their bullpen's going to have to cover a lot of innings. Like they did against the Red Sox. It was pretty much 50-50 between starters and bullpen innings in that Red Sox series, and they still found a way to shut down a really good offense. So I think they can do that. I actually think the offense for the Astros is going to be the difference.
Yeah.
With all that experience set up, they've been there before, they've been in big games. I think being able to control that heart rate and slow the game down in a game like this, in an atmosphere like this, is what's going to be the difference.
Yeah, and then there's the Dusty Baker factor here. And we're not just talking about the likability of this team because he makes you kind of want to like them even if you get to your core and you're like, I still hate them. Dusty kind of makes you like it. But he's a great manager. And you saw that in one of those bullpenning games. I think 7.5 of bullpenning. It was great. The Dusty Baker factor, does that push this, like if you're on the fence here, does it push you on the side of the Astros?
If you're on the fence, yes, but who's actually on the fence? You either love the Astros or you hate them, right?
No, I'm talking about winning or losing. I'm not talking about like likability. I'm talking about like winning the series or losing.
So another aspect of this is I think it's intangibles for the Astros, and that goes hand in hand with the experience. And I think part of the intangibles is, other than the huge chip on their shoulder they have, is wanting to win this for Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
He's been in one World Series as a manager, 2002, lost in seven games to the Angels. We know the story. He won one as a player in 1981 with the Dodgers. But this is a Hall of Fame. He has over 2,000 hits as a player and 2,000 wins as a manager. This is a Hall of Famer. The one thing he's missing is a World Series ring. So I think this is just extra fuel to the Astros' fire to put them over the top.
He is, he's one of a kind, man, with those wristbands. He still thinks he's 20 years old. It's awesome.
If you look closely, those wristbands have a picture of his face on them.
I know.
That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the toothpick.
I know.
Will, do you know the history? What's the history behind those wristbands?
He just always worn them. So he wore them as a player. I don't know the exact. I know even if you look back to when he was a player, he had wristbands on. He was always known for wearing them as a manager. He kept wearing them. And then eventually a company said, hey, we want to make you some personalized ones. That's where the ones with the faces came from,
yep.
Which is, I think, hilarious. I think you should get some with, like, some latex black gloves on them. I think that'd be funny.
Hey, Will, he's a step away from throwing on – he's a step away from putting some eye black on before he hits the dugout.
I love it. He's probably got a cup and some metal spikes on, too.
Right next to the fungo. All right, so – the anticipation is that this is the last run for Carlos Correa in Houston, that they will not pony up the money out of the Yankees. The shortstop market is going to be really good. Trevor Story, obviously Corey Seager, Correa as well. Are you absolutely convinced that Correa will that this will be his last week and a half or so with Houston, or you think there's a chance they actually do find the money?
I'm not convinced that he's going to sign elsewhere. I mean, it's 50-50 right now. I have him picked as my World Series MVP. Mm. You know, we saw him say he hit that homer against Boston, him say, hey, it's my time.
Yep.
It is. I mean, this is what's better going to sit at a table and negotiate with a team a contract when you just won on the biggest stage and you were the best player in that series. And he's been a good player. He's fifth all time in RBIs in the postseason. He's 27 years old. I know he's played a lot of postseason games, but that's a big game player.
Yes.
He led the entire league in position players in WAR this year with eight WAR, something like that, which is absurd, which is defensive numbers help that. But regardless, he was a ridiculous player at the shortstop position, which is a premium position. He should get broke off. He really should.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But, and by the way, as he transitions deeper into his career, most shortstop outside of Jeter, and that was a little delicate, you know, they never moved him off of shortstop. And quite frankly, I love Derek, but the last couple of years, he probably should have been playing second base. But if he signs this 8, 9, 10-year deal, whatever it equates to, does he transition to second base or third base when his shortstop days are over, Correa?
I think his stature, he was
6'4".
You know, with this stature, he would move to third.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose a step. You know, you still need that step up the middle. So I would say third base. I mean, yeah, I know you talked about Jeter late in his career, and he got slower and lost a step, and everyone thought, well, he's so good. He makes all these amazing plays. Well, he only has to make those amazing plays because he can't get in front of it because he's slow.
Correct. You know? No, it's true.
You know, but hey, it's fine. It got me a couple extra hits on the back of my baseball card.
Oh, like, cool. Yeah, here we go, the Red Sox.
Will, that sounds like
a... I didn't have many. Let me have that.
Yeah, Will, that sounds like Red Sox on Yankees crime right there.
It is, but he's got a world championship to stuff it down my throat. 2013 world champion. We got Will Middlebrooks. We're going to wrap it up here. Well, I want to give Freddie Freeman some national love here, and I want to ask you a question. He's one of the great guys in the game, and he's durable, and he's won an MVP, and he's already hit 5 All-Star games, and he's going to talk about getting broken off.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have some loot coming his way as well. He's 31, all right? He's still relatively young, and in about a year and a half or so, if he stays healthy, knock on wood, he's going to surpass 2,000 hits. So depending upon how much longer he plays after that, he's going to be minimally 27, 28, maybe. I mean, is he a definite Hall of Famer in your opinion?
I think so. He's one of the most pure hitters I've ever played against. I mean, you watch his swing, and it is a purely contact swing, but he still has 270-plus career homers. Like, he can still bop you for 30 homers a year, and he has. I mean, we saw an MVP year. We saw it this year. But his high rate of contact is insane. And what was crazy was watching him at the beginning of the series against the Dodgers, and he struck out 7 consecutive at-bats.
Yeah.
I felt like I was on another planet because that just didn't make any sense in my world, in my head, that Freddie Freeman wasn't able to make contact for 7 at-bats because he's that good. I mean, you said it, 5-time All-Star. MVP, Gold Glover, Silver Slugger. Mm-hmm. The only thing he's missing is a World Series.
Yeah.
So, okay. And he's, like you say, he's 31, 32 years old. He's got, I think, at least another 5-6 solid years of his career of where he'll continue to hit really well.
I agree. He's got that easy oppo power. And, again, really one of the good guys in the game. Will, we're going to let you bounce so we can deduce based on what you said about the Astro bats. Astros in six, is that your official prediction or no?
Astros in six, I like it. I like it a lot. I like Carlos Correa winning MVP.
Hey, always good following on Twitter. Good job, man. Good having you back on the show.
Appreciate you, Will.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.